We are learning Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Ches Amam Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Mishyesh la'uchle merubim, if k'nai nahara, the guy has a nice big mishpach, a lot of nebayis, a lot of people eat in the house, v'nechasim ha'atim, he doesn't have so much money, maybe, so now he has to bring his Karbonis, right? It's Oilus Riyah and Chagiga. So, but maybe Shlomim Merubim Oilus Ma'atas. He should bring the minimum Oilo, which is one Ma'a, and his Chagiga should be bigger because this way he has to feed a lot of Nefashis in his family. Therefore, we'll feed them more. Nechasim Merubim, if he has a lot of money, but he has very few children, very few Rebbeis. Maybe Oilois Merubois, he should bring bigger Oilois. Vishlam Ma'atam, bring smaller Shlomim because it's not a mitzvah to bring Shlomim into the Golan Oisar. That's not proper. The Kachim will base up soul. So they bring smaller Shlomim and big Oilas. You have to bring the minimum, but bring the minimum Shlomim and bring a big Oila. Zev is a Mu'at. He has a small family and no money. For him, it said the minimum. One Ma'a for Oilas Ria and two Ma'a for Chagiga. Zev is a Merubim. If he's wealthy and he has a lot of children, when someone comes up to be Oil Regal, he gives kabbonis like Hashem, what Hashem gave him, like the brachas Hashem gave him. Hashem gave a lot of money, a lot of children. He's very bright. He brings a lot of kabbonis, big oilers and big shlom. Because he doesn't have a chasm ha'atim. He doesn't have a lot of children. He doesn't have a lot of bracha. He doesn't have a lot of children. It says by Haman even. Haman, what was the special? Haman, Roy Bonav Kenyanov. He was part of Haman's Ashiris was a lot of children. Right. Having a lot, so if the guy doesn't have a lot of children, so then he's not a big Ashiris.
He has a lot of children, but he doesn't have
money, so he has no money. There's no brach either. So he's saying this is someone has both. This is someone has both. This is someone has both. He's brach of children and brach of money. Yeah. So it's in the Reish of the Mishnah. Someone who has a lot of children, not so much money, let bring more shlamim. The question is, he has no money. So where's he getting more shlamim from? Shlamim merubim meheichem aisi. Where's he getting a lot of shlamim from if he doesn't have money? Halesle, he doesn't have. Amrav Chista. Everyone has Maisa Sheni money. Everyone has Maisa Sheni money. It's very easy to get Maisa Sheni money. You don't have someone else to give you some Maisa Sheni money. A lot of Maisa Sheni money to go around. We said before that it can be teufel, which means you can mix the Maisa Sheni with the chul in order to bring your carbon chayiga. So Amar Rav Chista, teufel may be par gadol. You mix the money together and you bring a one big par for your shlomim. Now we remember before, we had a machlokes Chizkiya Rav Yechanan. Chizkiya said you have to bring two behemoths, but you shouldn't mix the money together. Rav Yechanan said you can mix the money together, don't bring two behemoths. So here Rav Chista says, seems like Rav Yechanan. He says, Toifel maybe par gadol. Bring one big par, take the money, mix it together, my sheni with my chulin. You know, he has minimum chulin money, which is, let's say, two ma kasef. He mixes it together with the my sheni money, brings one big cow. Omle Rav Sheisha says, Hare Omru, Toifel and behemoth le behemoth. So Rav Sheisha says, what do you mean? Aren't you supposed to Toifel behemoth to behemoth, not moist to moist? That sounds like the kasha. So we want to analyze, what's Rav Sheisha's question? Mike Amale, what's Rav Sheisha's timing? What's his question? Ilay malch kamale, hare amru koiflim behema, hare amru toiflim behema le behema, avaloi moyus le moyus. Is he trying to ask by saying, hare toiflim behema, by asking like this, that you're not allowed to mix the money together, like Chizkiya said, but lemale, let him say, ain't toiflim moyus le moyus. Let him say it straight. Why are you saying with a diak? Don't say, oh, toiflim, say, ain't toiflim moyus le moyus. That was his question. Ella, it must be Rav Sheisha saying like this. Elahachi amale, hare amru af toiflim behema le behema. He's saying that, by the way, you can also do behema le behema. Not only ma'is le ma'is, not only can you mix money together. Ma'is sheni money chut gonna bring one behema. You can even bring two different kabbalas chagiga. Both are yoytze chagiga. You can bring a little shepsla, and another cow for a chagiga, even though it's fully ma'is sheni money. So that's what his time is. You can do both. Right, the Gemara. Anyone holds you can do both? Command like a Chizkiya would like Rabbi Yechanan. That's not like Chizkiya or Rabbi Yechanan, and that's like no one. And so, what's the big deal? V'chi tein ve'yo tell me such a big kasha. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda pligi, mastit loy pligi. You can tell me big deal. He's a Amarika argue. So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda pligi, mastit loy pligi. Not mechagas a brisus, but for the Gemara, no, it is mechagas a brisus. Why? Because maybe the first brisa you could say maybe holds both, but the holds you could do. The first price holds you can do money, and the second price holds you can do money also maybe. But behema, it seems like the behema is only the first price holds It's maybe you say loy pligi, and the first brisa that he holds, Rashi says only ma'ar of money, not mixing behemoth to behemoth, not bringing two behemoths. But the second brisa, maybe you'll say, holds of both. It says not true. It says in the second brisa, achila rishoyna min achulim, which sounds like you bring a separate behemoth from achulim. So what Rashi learns the sugya is that each brisa, since it only says one eitzah of teiflim, that's the only thing you could do. So the first brisa before said, ma'ariv, menayin shim rotza la'ariv ma'ariv. Tamla kashavrach Hashem l'kecha. That's the first brisa said. Rashi learns, it means, you only could do money. So that brisa is not going to stim with Rav Sheshesh, who says you could do both. The second brisa says, achilu rishayim v'achulim. It's mashma, you only could have a separate behemoth, not mix the money. So v'chi tema is saying, they're not arguing, but they are arguing. It says in the second brisa, which means that the first whole entire behemoth is chulin. And for the Gemara, no. It can mean you mix the money. It means sheer dmei achila rishonim achulin. That as long as there's a sheer achila of chulin in this behemoth, that's enough. What does that mean? So Chazon Ish says maybe it means you mix in two ma'a kesef, and the rest could be bigger. That's called achil reshayna, or means maybe when the rice is no shear, even if you have a little bit of achil achulim, it's enough. But Akaponim was saying that brisa, second brisa, could mean both things. It either means achil reshayna achulim means eat the tar behemim achulim, or it means when you mix the money, you at least have enough money of one achila of chulim. So therefore, Rav Sheshesh could be going like that on the Amr. Sheshesh also could do a teufel in two ways. You could do a teufel sai with mixing the money together, and sai if you mix the you have two behemoths, one shechulin and one shemaisa sheni. Omu ulam Rav Shlakish. You should know that in this Gemara, the Turi Evan argues on it. I'm Turi Evan, but we went with Rashi's pshat. Look at Rashash. We went with Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Omu ulam Rav Shlakish. As a cloud, by the way, there's no Rishonim of Chagiga. There are hardly any Rishonim. There's a little bit of Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no Rajba, Ritva, Chedusha, Ran, Mukhi Yosef, Ran. There's hardly any Rishonim of Chagiga for some reason. What's the reason for that? It's a good question. One of the reasons given is because Chagiga has a lot of Kachim in it. And they didn't learn Kachim so much. Same thing on Zvach Menachos, that's the one Rishonim. They didn't learn Kachim so much in the time of Rishonim, and therefore there's not so much written on it. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Yeah, they could. Yeah. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omar Ulo, Omar Shlakish. Hifrish Ese behemis chagigasa. Someone was mafrish 10 behemis for his chagiga. He decided to bring 10 behemis for his chagiga. He's a big family, bring 10 behemis. So halacha is, according to Rosh Lakish, according to Ula B'Shem Rosh Lakish, Hikiv Chomish V'yam Tarishan, Choyzimak Chomish V'yam Tarishani. He brings 5 the first day and 5 the second day. Why is this a chiddush? Because really, chagiga is only one time. But we say that anything you bring the first day can be called chagiga, bring the same chagiga. Zok to Rosh Lakish, since I mafresh it for chagiga, the second day also gets a chagiga, because it's a tashlum in the rishon. And therefore, I can bring chagiga both days. I have 10 kabbalahs, but we consider the chagiga, even though, second day of Yontif. In those days, it's been chalamai, it's not what I, right? Right. So you ask a question, let's know Yontif Sheni is a little shver. But Chanana learns, a whole Mishan Sugi, when Yontif Sheni means the last day of Yontif, actually. That's what Yom Tov Sheni means. Yom Tov Sheni sounds like a Yom Tov, but here it means we're learning like Rashi, it means Chalamoy. Now that the Rechon Alos has brought that on Tosfos. Al-Kaponim, you have 10 behemoths, 5 Yom Tov Rishon and 5 Yom Tov Sheni. Rabbi Yechiel and Omar, Kimon Shepasak, Shuv Ein Makriv. The halach is, Rabbi Yechiel says, that once you were in Makriv the first day, and you didn't finish being Makriv it, the next day you cannot be Makriv it L'Shem Chagiga, because then it would be Shaila about Tosfos. It's because you can't bring chagiga anymore. You ate already, but you could bring l'shem shlamim. You have to bring l'shem shlamim. You're makdish already, but you can't bring l'shem chagiga. Why? Because it's about taisif. It's about taisif. Like Rashi speaks out. It's about taisif. Now the Gemara is going to say that it's not a machlekes Rechon and Shlakish. Om Rav Abba v'loy pliga. They're not arguing. Kam mistam, kam mefarish. Which means like this: by stam, so then you can't be chayza makdish. We'll see what it means stam in a second. Because it's Baal Taisa. But if it's Mefarish, it's all for Chagiga, then you could do it. Now what does that mean exactly? Hai Stam, Hechidam. Ilema, if the case is, you brought 10 behemoths to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're planning to bring Chagiga. You didn't say anything, but you're planning to bring Chagiga. And then, the Kohanim came out after 5 Kavan and said, by the way, we have no more time. We got to do it tomorrow. So then it's Pasha, it's Chagiga. Because that's like Mefarish. If it wasn't enough time to finish up the kavanas, the reason why I want to make it like a shalos b'yom because I don't have time by day. But it's really for the day; it's all for chagiga. The law maybe shad is like this. Let's say oichlim. He didn't have enough people to eat. Someone says also there it's not a raya, it's not a chagiga. The reason why he wouldn't make it less the oichlim. He didn't have oichlim. He said I'll bring it tomorrow. We have more people coming to eat. So both those cases would not be called stam. There's enough time by day, first day, and enough eichlin, and still he says after five stop. So then, since mid the bekama, loy akirvinu, since he was a makir the first day, he's leaving it over, and then it's bedas to do chagiga next day, and that's already about toysif. That's already can be chagiga next day. Ready yotz chagiga. I'll bring a ride. That's Rabbi Yechon holds. He also rav na Rabbi Yechon. Hifresh esa behemis chagiyasa. Rabbi Yechon himself says he marfresh 10 behemis v'yichigya. Hikiv chamesh b'yam t'rishon. Choyzim makiv chamesh b'yam t'sheni. He makiv the 5 the next day. Kashin adadi. What do you mean? Can't be chigiy next day according to Rabbi Yechon. That's about toysif. Allah Shami no. Kam istam kam afarish. The chilik in stam afarish means stam, which means he didn't say klar. I wanted all 10 for chagiga. So then, if you didn't bring it all the first day, you're showing everyone I don't want to bring it for chagiga. I want the other 5 for something else. So then you can't bring chagiga tomorrow. I was planning to bring it tomorrow. Tomorrow is no chagiga day. Tomorrow is very shami simcha. Mashenkin. If you speak it out, mafarish, then about it is called chagiga. What? Then I want to bring it for chagiga. That I'm saying lahedya that everything is all 10 of these kavanos are for the first day. That was the case.
And then
he only brought 5 of them.
On purpose?
No, Pasha was a mistake. Also, then. He only brought 5. So next day could be Tashlum in the Rishon.
What
does it mean? Well, there's no Machalikis, remember. No Machalikis. That means you weren't Mefarish, but it's Nicker from your Meisim that you really want to bring everything today. How is Nicker from your Meisim? You didn't say anything, but you brought all 10 to the base of the and they came out and said, no room left. So you see, clear from your Meisim, I want to bring it today. Or you brought 10 in, and then someone told you, by the way, we're not going to finish it. We're not going to eat it. So then also, it's Mavoyer that I want to bring it today. That's Tam. Mefarish means, I was Mefarish, I want to bring all 10 today. And then something happened, you didn't bring all 10. Oinus happened, you didn't bring all 10. You were Mefarish. It's not Nikah from your Meisim, but you were Mefarish in your Chagiga. That's the case where it will be for Chagiga. Itma Nami, or Rav Shem, Ba'abon, V'yechon. I'm not right, you're really holding that. Lo Yishonu El Shloi Gomar. We'll see what Gomar means in a second. Lo Yishonu, the whole halacha, that you're not allowed to do it the next day if Chagiga is Shloi Gomar. Aval Gomar, Choyzer Makriv. But if it's Gomar, Choyzer Makriv, what does Gomar mean? My Gomar, Ilam Gomar Kabbalah Yisav. If it means you finish your Kabbalah Yisav, my Makriv, what does it mean? Makriv. El Shloi Gomar Hayoim. Aval Gomar Hayoim, Choyzer Makriv. Which means, Lo Yishon, you're not allowed to bring it, El Shloi Gomar, but the day didn't finish. Aval Gomar, meaning the day finished, without you bringing everything, then Choyzer Makriv the next day. Why? Because the day finished before you had a chance, so it's Nicker from your Meisim, I wanted to bring it as Chagiga. Just I didn't have a chance. Therefore, it's mutter to bring, it's not Baltaisa. So the cloud is like this. I'm allowed to bring as much chagiga as I want on the Yom Tov Rishon, because all chagiga, as much as I want, I'm allowed to bring, I'm allowed to be break, I'm allowed to bring a lot of chagigas. But I can't bring Lahedya to plan, I'll bring chagiga over 2 days. Once I'm Yitzchak chagiga, the next day is not chagiga. That's already a shlomim. That's shalom simcham. And if I bring a shem chagiga, it's Baltaisa. And there's no machlaikis. So if you're a farish, it's all chagiga, and something happened, you couldn't bring it, and it's tashlomim. Mashenkin, if it's bringing it stam, it depends. If it's nicker from the story that really you want to bring it today, then it's mutter to bring it the next day, al tashlumim. But if it's not nicker from your meisim that you want to bring it today, it looks like I want to bring it over 2 days, then it's a problem about taisim and I can't bring chagiga over 2 days.